We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Nun Hey Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Din Kedima Brachas. The halachas of when we have a number of brachas to be made, which one do we make first? Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph Mishesh Lefana Mines Harbei Mine Peres Harbei. Somebody has in front of him different types of fruit. V'roitz Lach Mekulam, and he wants to eat from all of them. In Brachas Seim Shavus, if they all are the same bracha. Yivarach al zeh shuchav v'loi v'chavetz b'yoser. He should make the bracha on the one that he enjoys the most. If there's in front of him a fruit that he usually enjoys the most, but now that's not the particular fruit that he's interested in. That's not now the fruit that he enjoys the most. There's a machloikis, the Mishnah Berurah opinion is that what's chaviv is considered what is usually chaviv, what's usually preferred. The Kavachayim says we look at what he prefers today. If he enjoys both equally, as im yesh b'neim in shiva, if amongst the fruits from the two fruits that he enjoys equally, one is from the min shiva shnishtav chaben etzisrael, that etzisrael was. Has that bracha on those special fruits, Yivarach Alav. Af Bishen al Chatzapri, even though this is only half a fruit, Vahashar and Shlemim. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that we always follow Chaviv first. According to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you enjoy a fruit, if it's not Mimin Shiva, over another fruit, which is Mimin Shiva, you'll always make the bracha on the Chaviv first. However, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. And the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that you always follow Min Shiva. His opinion is that Min Shiva takes preference over Chaviv. Even if the bracha on one of the fruits that you have to make now is a Shechiyanu, there's a question now in the Paiskim, does the Shechiyanu, the obligation to make a Shechiyanu on that particular fruit, give that fruit some preference. Some are of the opinion that the Shechiyanu makes that fruit the most important. Others say that what you should do is take the Chaviv, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or the Min Shiva, according to the Mishnah Berurah, off the table, and then there won't be any question. Vim Be'im B'nei Min Shiva, if you have a number of fruits that you enjoy equally, and none of them are from the Min Shiva, and Mechad Shalom v'Echad Shalom, if one is from the Min Shiva, one is a whole fruit, one is not a whole fruit, then Min Shalom Adav, the Shalom takes preference. V'chein im ein b'chaseim shavas, but if their brachas are not the same, Elechad b'chaseim b'priyates, one comes with a bari priyates bracha, v'echad b'chaseim b'priyadama, one comes with a bari priyadama bracha, tzarech levarach al shneim. Now you're going to have to make a bracha on both of them. Im echad chaviv alav, yivarach tchila al chaviv. If between the adama and the eights, there's one that you prefer, that's what you should make the bracha on. Vim shneim shamalai, but if they're both equal to you, yivarach tchila al zeh shem min shiva, first make the bracha on the min shiva, afilu hu chetzi, v'en b'neim shleimim o shneim chaserim. If both of them are not the whole fruit, yakdim bari priyates l'bari priyadama. So this is the opinion that if you have a bari priyates and bari priyadama, but one is preferable, make the bracha on the one you prefer. However, many poskim disagree, and they are of the opinion that if you have eights and a hadama, even if the adama is something you prefer, you should always make the bracha on the eights first. Sipes, im kumahem min shavim. If all of the fruits in front of you are from the min shiva, v'shavim lebechavivis, and they're all equal to you, tzarech lahagdim azeh shekdim ha'pasuk. The first one that you should make a bracha on is what's earlier in the pasuk. Veretz basra shenam v'pasuk. The pasuk that describes the zayin minim has the word eretz seven times. Hifsuk is a seder. The word eretz twice. Hifsuk is a seder. So nimtzel fizeh ki tamarim kaidim la'anovim, that dates take preference over grapes. The word tamarim is the second fruit mentioned after the second time the word oritz is mentioned. Vanovim heim shlishi l'aretz kama. And novim are the third word after the first oritz. V'dafka novim, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. So therefore dates take preference over grapes. But it's only grapes. Av yayin, if you're drinking wine. Kimin shadov choshev, wine is always considered significant. The kovalei bracha l'atzmai, and it has its own independent bracha by Bria Goffin. Hu kaid m'chal peiris, it always comes first. Hadi yesh ma'ila min shiva sif gimel. This I would say the min shiva is preferred. Dafke k'shenev g'rapri, that's only if the fruit is ripened. Av aprish lo nigmar, if the fruit is not yet ripe. Ein lo ma'ala. Something which is edible is only is that's when it becomes special. If you eat it not in a usual fashion, somebody's chewing grain, kedima, there wouldn't be a halacha of kedima. Moreover, this halacha that Zayin Minim has a preference, it's only in a situation of where you're eating the actual fruit. But as we've been discussing, the bracha on the juice of these fruits is a shahakel. If it's a shahakel, it doesn't have the specialty that it's Zayin Haminim. However, if you have a number of juices in front of you, yes, the bracha on all of them is a shahakel, but now some of the juices are from Zayin Minim, pomegranate juice, that, for example, then the halacha will be that you should make, you could be making a shahakel, you should prefer to make the shahakel on the juice from the Zayin Minim. Unless, according to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, there's a juice that you prefer, because the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch always follows Chaviv. Sif Dalet. Im yesh lefan of davish baruch ha'asa bari priyetz or bari priyadama. If you have a food that has a bari priyetz or bari priyadama, v'gam davish baruch ha'asa shahakel, and there's also a food that has a baruch of shahakel, v'roitz alechem shnayim, and you want to eat from both of them, b'riches bari priyetz or b'riches priyadama koidmus. Priyetz or priyadama take preference over the shahakel, shein chshuvis. They are considered more significant bracha. Lefi shehein mevararis yoiser. They're more detailed. Shehein poitrus al menachad. They only work on certain specific fruits. For shehakel, as we know, he bracha kalelis arbei is a much broader bracha. Mefil mazeh shebrachas shehakel chavla yoiser. Even if you prefer the food has a bracha of shehakel, become makom tzarch lagdim by priyetz or by priyadava. Here, we don't follow Chaviv. Priya Eitz or Priya Adama take preference over the Shehakel. Sif Hei. Birchas Parimim Mezoimus. Mezoimus Kedemus Gam LeBirchas Hayayin. It takes preference over wine. And that halacha applies even if it's not Chaviv. The Mezoimus always comes first. Omakoshkein Hamaitzi. And certainly Hamaitzi is a bracha that takes preference. Shehari kodemus gam lebrichas minim mezoinus. It takes preference over the bari minim mezoinus. And again, chaviv is not a consideration. Ulechein, b'shabbos v'yontiv k'mishkadosh al yayin. On Shabbos v'yontiv, when we make kiddush on wine, so and there's bread or other things on the table, the right thing should have been tzarech. You should have make a bracha on the mezoinus and or the mitzi first. But because the halach is that we make kiddush on the wine first, tzorach l'chasas is a pass. We have to cover the bread, shloyira pashtoi. There's a question, do you have to cover all the chalas on the table or just the chalas over which lech mishnah is going to be made? There's no question that any chalap that's going to be used for lechem mishnah should be covered. But if there are chalas on the table, but those aren't the chalas that are going to be used for lechem mishnah, they're just a chala in front of the people who are sitting, then one could be lenient. Because we don't want to embarrass the bread that we're making the bari priya gofen before the hamaitzi. V'kein b'shachris, shemekadosh v'oichel minim hazaynus. Many people Shabbos morning when they make Kiddush, eat some cake first. Tzarech l'chassid b'shas Kiddush. We have to cover them. Some say that this halacha, the halacha of covering the bread, everybody agrees to. But mezoinus, because hamotzi is such a significant bracha, and we really should have made the hamotzi first, so if we're making the bar priya gofen first, we have to cover the motzi. By cake, we don't have to be so makbid. I also saw that the Paiskim suggest that if there's on the table chalas for lechem mishnah and cake, because cake is going to be served, covering the chalas is sufficient. You don't have to cover the chalas and the cake. Sif nuvav tin tayas bebrachas. Ta uberech alachem gomer. If somebody made a mistake and on bread he made a bari min mezainus, oya pas kisnen, or on cake he made hamotzi yotzah. Avon birch atafshel, afil mimine dogim hamotzi. If you make a hamotzi on a food that's a mezainus, but it's not a piece, it's not pasabal bekisnen. Because as we learned, when we learned halachas pasabal bekisnen, there's a suggestion maybe should be hamotzi under certain circumstances if you kaveh a suda. But by a food that happens to be a cooked food, everybody will agree that it's not ever hamotzi, lo yotzo. Tarech ubirich al novin bari priya gofen. If somebody made a bari priya gofen on grapes, yotzo, instead of making ho'etz. V'kenem tava bracha achroina birich al gofen yotzo. If the bracha achroina he made on grapes was the ala gefen, then he's yotzo. Shrei gam anovim pri gefen. At the end of the day, grapes are priya gofen. If somebody made a mezoinus, if somebody made a bari priya doma on bread or on mezoinus, so there's a machloikus because they bread and cake come out from the ground. So some say b'dievetz is acceptable. Others say that what you should do is, if you made the bracha, what you should do is listen to somebody else who has to make a motzi or mezoinus, or make stop and make a hefsik, that you'll have to make a new bracha rishona and not just rely on this hadoma. Sif beis to ubirech abir priets bari pri adoma. If somebody by mistake made on a fruit a bari pri adoma, oisha yishem lefonav, or both of them were in front of him, but to vigdal varach pri adoma. And he, as we said, you should make the eighth before the Adama. But this person made the Hadama before the eighths. V'nefkavin lift the gam as priya eitz yotza. And there was a fruit in front of him. But this person, for some reason, thought that the bracha on that fruit is Hadama yotza. Sherigam eitz yonik min Hadama. The tree does come out of the ground. Avon birch al priya Adama bari priya eitz. If somebody made on a vegetable, Abay priates lo yotzo. Lekain imhu mesupik beis a pri. If somebody has a question, imhu priates a pri adama, and what you're about to eat is a bay priates or bay pri adama. Vf shaloi levar b'shem oifin, and there's no way for him to determine. Yivarach lo bay pri adama, then make a bay pri adama because you can't go wrong. Tar oberich al yain bay priates. If somebody made a mistake and he made on a wine bar priya eitz, imnis miyad tarkadei diber. If he immediately recognized his error, he should make bar priya gofen. Lainiska miyad, if he didn't recognize his mistake, yotza. And the same halacha is he made on wine a bar priya hadama. And some say bar priya hadama b'diavad. This is the halacha. There is a question about bari mezainus on wine b'diavad. Siftala kol dava pila pasa yayin, on every food, if he made a mistake, ubta berach shahakol yotza. B'diavad, you're always yotza with a shahakol. Sifhei api lechatchil tzarch ledagdeik ulechavin amash mevarach. You have to pay attention what you're making a bracha. Mikomakim b'diavad imta b'kavana, if somebody made a mistake. Kigoyim, shalokach b'yodikos, he took into his hand a cup, k'sov shuyayin, and he thought that this cup is full of wine. Or berach al da shuyayin, and he made a bracha, assuming that it's wine. V'koyim shamabar priya gofen, But before he said the words Bari Pri Hagafen, Niska Shumai Mashecha, he realized that it's wine or beer. And Vesayim, and therefore he concluded the bracha properly by saying Shakal Nir B'dvaroi, Ein Tzarech L'Varach. Even though when he said the Baruch Ato Hashem, he was under the wrong impression. However, the Paiskim differentiate between what he said. If he said the word Baruch Ato Hashem, and then he realized that while he said Baruch Ato Hashem, he was not having in mind the proper bracha, what he should do is, he should say, Lamdeini Chukecha. This halacha that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch teaches us is only relevant if he already said, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu, and then he corrected himself, and he said, Shakal Nevi Dvaroi, he'll be fine, and Ein Tzarech Lachz L'Varach, he doesn't have to make another bracha. Dimshim Tos B'Kavona, because somebody made a mistake when he said, the Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu, Ein Tzarech Lachz L'Varach, it's not a reason to make another bracha. B'Kol Shkein Im Tov B'Hepach, and certainly if he made the opposite type of error, he thought that what he was about to drink is beer or water, and therefore when he started the bracha, or he started with the intention to say shahakel, before he said shahakel, he realized that it's wine, and we saw him, and he ended the bracha properly by Pri Hagafen, because even if he would have ended with saying shahakel, as we just learned, but the evidence of shahakel is acceptable. Sivav, afilo msim kol habracha betos. Even if somebody finished the entire bracha in error, el shenisku tar kadei diber, which is the amount of time to say shalom alecha Rebbe Yomairi. And during that time, he realized his error, v'tiken amiraso, and he fixed himself. Kigoin, corrected himself. Kigoin, shalok ha'chais mayim ha'sheicher. He took a cup of water or beer. Kasav ha'shu yayin, with the assumption that it's wine, or barak pari pri gofen, he made a pari pri gofen. V'niska miyad shu mayim ha'sheicher, and he immediately realized that it's wine or beer, and therefore he immediately said, v'sayim shakal niya b'dvaroi. V'kachai samirasoi, what he said was, bari pri gofen, shakal niya b'dvaroi, his yotzer. However, sivav, imloy niska tar kadei diber, if he didn't realize tar kadei diber his mistake, Tzarech levarach mechadosh birkei shahakel imroy tzelishtos kaseh. If he wants to drink this, which is a shakel, he's going to have to make a shakel. V'him hoyu b'data lishtos gaim yayin acher. But if it was his intention to ultimately also drink some wine, yikach v'yishtem at, take some wine and drink from it, v'en etzroch ha-bracha shayinus, and he doesn't have to make another bracha, kol shlo hifzik b'diber, as long as he didn't speak in between. Even if somebody, if he did take a little from that cup on which he made the bracha, and that's validei t'imosai, and by tasting from that cup, that's how noideloi shumai m'sheicher, that's how he recognized that it wasn't wine, it was actually wine or beer, it was actually water or beer. He didn't say anything, and therefore b'di'evad that won't be considered a hefsik. And if he has wine and he quickly drinks from the wine that's available to him, then he's fine because the Bari Pri Hagafen will be considered for that wine.